Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to our radio show today from the Marietta Student Life Center. We were on break last week, and so that's why we did not have a broadcast last week, Wednesday. We hope that we have worked out all of our audio issues as Maya and Jaquana are fighting over their earbuds. Wish you guys could see it. We're going to go around Robin here so that the student broadcasters can explain or introduce themselves. I'm going to start with the gentleman right next to me.
Hey, you all. How's everything? My name is Sean. I'm a junior at Marietta High.
And I'm Maya, and I'm a senior at Marietta High School.
I'm Jaquana, and I'm a senior at Marietta High School.
All right, and we have someone else in the room. Do you guys know who else is in the room with us? Who's in the room with us? Do you guys want to introduce her?
Ms. Colburn is our guest for today.
All right, Ms. Colburn, you're on. Go ahead. Yeah.
So my name is Lee Colburn, and I was the principal here at Marietta High School for 10 years, and I helped start the center
there. Yeah, thank you, Ms. Colburn. I know you've changed your schedule for us. I'm stepping away from you so that there's no echo between me and you, because I think that there might be one between me and you. Are you guys hearing echo? I hope not. Just a little one? Okay. I'll try to talk a little softer. Well, today, our topic for today that the girls wanted to talk about and Sean wanted to talk about is resilience, that grit, overcoming obstacles and challenges. And I think our students have a lot to talk about. Ms. Colbert, this topic was what built the center, am I correct?
Yes, it was one of two topics. One was how do we help our students face the areas of Shalani, things that were going on in their lives, whether it was moving around a lot, or issues with addiction, or abuse, mental and emotional health things that were getting in their way at one. And how can they address those things and push through them? The fact is that nobody has a perfect life, and nobody's perfect life, nobody has a perfect life always. So your life is going to ebb and flow, it's going to have hills and valleys. And when you go through those valleys, what is it that helps you push through so you find your way to another hill?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, we're going to talk about that in light of the things that we have actually gone through our own selves, and in psychology we call that an SED, a significant emotional event. But before we go there, we've got to make some announcements of the things that are happening on campus, right? So, Sean, let's start with you. What do you have in front of you want to talk about here on campus?
So, what I wanted to talk about is the Student Life Center After School Tutoring Program. It will be for Wednesdays and Thursdays from pretty much 2:30 or 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock. You'll be in the Student Life Center, which is located in the lower hall, and it will be for math, science, and English tutoring.
Okay. Now, have you gone to tutoring, Sean, here in the Student Life Center?
Do I go?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, of course.
What do you mean, of course? It's like, shouldn't everybody go?
It's open to everybody.
Okay.
Not everybody can take the opportunity, but if they want to, the door is always open.
Well, all right. Okay. Thank you, Sean. And supper is served, right? You guys get supper before you go home?
Yes. And get supper and snacks.
And bus transportation, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Supper, lots of snacks, and bus transportation.
All right. Maya, what's going on next week?
Next Thursday is the annual Unplugged College Fair at Marietta High School, and it's going to be in the Potomac Gym. And it should be all wrapping about 100 colleges, and you can register online ahead of time. And juniors and seniors are encouraged to come. So that's next Thursday in the Big Blue.
Okay. Maya, are you going?
Yes, of course. I already registered.
Jaquana, have you registered?
Yes, I registered.
Okay.
I didn't know
that. Okay. Can we talk about what happened last week Friday when Maya got on you, Jaquana?
Oh yeah.
What happened?
Get the college time together.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we're going to put you on blast. What did we make you do last week Friday?
They made me set up an appointment with the college advisors so I could be on track to graduate.
And so
all of my things planned for college. And I also finished my FAFSA.
Yay!
Right. And I finished
FAFSA. Okay. And when is your appointment with the college advisor? October
25th.
Well, all right. Okay. So now just before we get to our topic for our discussion, you know, I've got to start about what's a minute, right? I have only just a minute, only 60 seconds in it. Forced upon me, can't refuse it, didn't seek it, didn't choose it, but it's up to me to use it. I'm a suffer if I lose it, give account if I abuse it, just one tiny little minute, but eternity is in it. So let's go to resilience. Sean, that was something that you wanted to talk about, am I correct? Yeah, so go for it. Tell us about, because you said you wanted to talk about your younger days. How old are you, Sean?
I'm 16.
You're 16 years old. So your younger days would be when?
Well, I was thinking more like before my teens, more like 1 to 12.
I'm going to give you a word, and if you think about, I'm going to give each of you a word, and I want you to think about this word in light of what you have experienced in your 16 years of life. So I'm going to give you the word. Are you ready? Belonging.
Belonging.
Yeah. What does that mean to you?
Well, what it means to me is well, belonging. It means to me as where I belong to, which is pretty much where
belonging.
You're on. So, what I was trying to say is just belonging. For me, it's just where I've been from when I first began in life to now. You know, belonging. During all of my life, I've changed. Throughout all of my life, I've gone through many events, many places, and well, belonging just to me, just to summarize, because we don't have much time, which will be just, is where I belong in life in general.
Where do you belong in life in general?
Where do I belong in life? Well, I belong in my own body. I belong in my own mind. I belong in my own heart. I belong with my family by blood. But I just belong to me.
Okay. You belong to you. I like that. Maya, your word.
We still have an echo. And we've got to work this out because it's a really good discussion, isn't it? It's over.
It is.
We've got to figure this out.
Mm-hmm.
Maya, your word is work.
Word.
Like what are my words?
Yes.
Word. I don't know.
I'm comfortable here in Marietta. Education is worth a lot to me. My family, my friends. All those like make me who I am. I feel like
everything
happens.
something so special about you. Optimism and worth and belonging and purpose, what they mean to me is that when you're going through something really difficult, do you believe that that thing that's happening in your life right now, that's going to be happening in your life always? Or do you have some sense of optimism that you can control some of the things that go on in your life and how you respond to it? And can you come out of this stormy time into something that's better because of it? So with optimism, I think that means that what I'm going through right now is difficult, but my whole life won't be this way. And so do I have a positive outlook? And when I think about worth and belonging, to me, worth is what is your personal value, what makes you you, what makes you special, and purpose is, and how are you going to use it to affect others? You know, so your optimism and your worth and your purpose, how can I control my destiny? What makes me special? How do I use it to make the world a better place? What's my worth and my purpose? And belonging, you know, I define as, you know, who am I? Who do I belong to? Who's my family? What's my faith? What are my politics? You know, what are things I believe? And who's my tribe? Like, who are my people that I matter to them and they matter to me? And when I think about people who are hopeless, I think about sometimes they're lonely. They don't have a sense of belonging to themselves or to others. They don't know what's special about them, and they don't believe they have the power to affect their lives or other people's lives. And to me, that's hopelessness. So when I think about resiliency and with our students, and when our students are facing something difficult, how do we help them realize why they're important and who they're important to and who's important to them? How do we help them realize what's special about them and what control they have over their future and how they use those gifts that they have to make themselves and the world around them better? To me, that's what hope and worth and belonging and purpose are about. And I think if you can tap into those things, you can survive those difficult times so that they become part of who you are and they make you more kind and more loving and more appreciative, and they make you able to help others through similar times, but they don't define everything that you are. You know, you can see past them, and I think that's what sometimes with teenagers, when we look at things like addiction or teen suicide are things that kids, I think what they're responding to is that they're missing something about this. They're missing their hope or their optimism or their worth or their purpose or their belonging. And so it's about being connected, connected to who you are and connected to what you can do. I mean, to me, that's how you help people through difficult times, you know?
Okay, so and you know what? Thank you, Ms. Colburn. Let's talk about. I think I have figured out how to do. But you shouldn't be having any feedback now, should you? You don't have any feedback, right? I think I figured it out. What you shared, Ms. Colburn, I think I connect with. Let's talk about resilience on two levels: the macro and then the micro, which is personal. We've had several events that have happened in the world, in our part of the world, actually, in this Western Hemisphere. That are on a macro level, you have groups of people that will have to, that will, in order to survive, will have to lean heavily on their protective factors in order to be resilient. And so there have been two events that I can think of. One is the hurricane or the hurricanes, and the other one, which just took place in Las Vegas. Would any of you like to weigh in on that? And then we're going to talk about the micro level, where you are right now in school, experiencing, both of you are seniors, right? You're a junior. You're an IB, full IB, Sean. And you right now, in order to make it to the next step, right, you have to lean in on your own protective factors for your resilience. Who would like to go first? Who would like to go first? Who's going first?
Could you repeat the question again?
Yeah. On a big level, groups of people have to rely and lean in on certain things to be resilient when there are big events like a flood or like what took place in Las Vegas. Would you like to talk about that? On what are some things that groups of people, even you yourself right now, can do to help them? Or even process it yourself.
Well, I mean, if we're talking about, like,
trying to make sure that families that you have are experiencing this, you could just try to call in, just try to make sure that they're safe. But if you're talking more like big as, wow, this city just experienced something big and that it changed their whole lives, maybe we could just help in on, like, fundraisers, like how the school, like how our school is having a fundraiser, you know, trying to build a more toilet paper to give to others who actually need it, and other activities. And, I mean, even then, we don't need to focus on this school to help others. I mean, there's other big possibilities out there. It's just us who needs to seek it, you know?
What do you think your worth depends on? Can depend on what can you do to make a difference?
Yes.
Okay? So when I think about things like the hurricane, or I think about things like the shooting in Las Vegas, you know, I think about our military. I think about first responders. I think about those people who run toward it rather than run away from it. And part of it is because that's where they get their worth. That's where they get their purpose. They're thinking about, what can I do to help? So I think one of the things that can be really upsetting about a hurricane that you can't control, or a shooter somewhere that you can't control, is you feel helpless. You don't know how you can impact it without realizing that there are little things that you can do. You can pray. You can raise money. You can send encouragement. You can help them not feel so alone when things like that go on. I was listening to an interview about the gentleman that was the shooter in Las Vegas, and it was actually the shooter's brother. And when he was describing his brother, he said he had no religious affiliation. He had no political affiliation. We didn't really see him very often. All I really know about him is that he gambled and he hung out. And I thought, wow, that seems like a lonely life. Like, he didn't know what his religion was. He didn't know what his politics were. He didn't know who he belonged to anymore. He was very isolated, which makes me wonder, obviously, that he didn't value his own life very much. And then he didn't value other people's lives very much. you know, you think about the hurricane and you think about people losing everything, all of their material belongings. They lose their house, their clothing, their what makes them want to go on? Well, it has to be their sense of worth and their sense of purpose, that who defines them isn't what they had owned, it's what they can be or who they are. Or, and the best way when you're feeling hopeless or sad or you think things are difficult in your life, one of the best things you can do is try to help somebody else because it helps restore your sense of worth. You know, I can accomplish something good. And then that helps you feel more hopeful. So I think the things are all tied in together. But I think watching the news these days can be really depressing. I mean, there's a lot of stuff out there right now about the politics and the division in our country. And people watch the news and they begin to feel really hopeless. And I think it's because they feel powerless. And so how do you make sure you don't slip into that where you feel powerless, thinking about what you can do? Makes a difference. Yeah? Girls, what do y'all think?
Well, I know that I definitely agree with you on that side of the spectrum, like me saying, like, something or like it's kind of stressful right now, but I know we can talk about it, or if I need to like go to somebody for anything, like I know I can go to my family, so I feel like that's like important.
Yeah, I think that belonging, you're calling it your support system.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the same thing. Like, who is it that supports you?
Who loves you? Who's going to be there for you when you go through difficult times? Even if those people sometimes have passed away, you still feel connected to them because they believed in you. You know?
Yeah, it's that. It's and that was the word. That was the word I was looking for, the connection part of it. So even though those big things that have taken place, it's not us. Right? It didn't take place here, but we're still connected, so we feel it. And then two of you sitting here, Maya and Sean, you're a part of the SOS group. And what is that all about? What is SOS all about?
Just being a source of strength for others, you know?
Just trying to be a connector. Trying to be a person who helps others realize that, yeah, we go through some tough times and we have good times, but when the tough time comes, it can be really devastating. It can really determine who you are. It can really determine if you'll make it or if you'll break it, if that makes sense, you know. But what we do, we just try to help others. We just try to help them realize that, hey, life can suck. I am not kidding about that. Life can really suck. But that doesn't mean that you can't give up. You always have to look at the light at the end of the cave. Always push through, push forward, because that's all we can do.
As I am maneuvering through this, my question, Jaquana, is what was there a time in your life that you can think of that someone was there, you know, maybe in your family or in yourself, that was there as that protective factor? Because something, or maybe you were a protective factor for someone. You don't have to name the person, but you were a protective factor for someone that they leaned in on you. Don't name them, but give us a description of that, if you will.
Well, you said someone who's a protective factor, or like you look up to,
or like somebody like who helps you out like during a rough time, or if you help somebody out during a rough time, like what was it like?
I'm trying to think, because I just hang out with my house family. I'll probably say my cousin, because he's like a year older than me, and he like helped me through high school. but he ended up graduating, which made the whole family proud, and he decided to make bad decisions, which led him to mess up his lifestyle and this and that. So it, like, kind of messed me up in the inside because I looked up to this person and knowing, like, oh, if he graduates, I can graduate too. But seeing what he did after he graduated just showed, like, you can't look up to everybody to the full extent. Like, you can't place someone on a pedestal. And so, yeah, I think.
You know what? I had someone say to me that you're so strong. My response has always been, I didn't have a choice. I didn't have a choice. I had to do it. But I know that there's some people that feel that they do have a choice, and then they choose not to be. And so if there's anyone listening out there, I want you to give that person who's listening that thinks that they have a choice not to be strong. And I want you to really think about that, because we have about 3 minutes left. And so I want you to think about that. What would you say to someone who says, oh, I have a choice, I don't have to be strong? So who would like to go first? Because I'm turning all on and off your microphones, and that's how we're not getting this feedback. So, Maya, you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go
first. Oh, wait, hold on. Get your mic on. All right, you're on.
I have to be mature, but because, like, it doesn't feel good some days to have to be strong. Like, you don't want to have to be strong, but honestly, it's not really an option. Like, life goes on. Like, I know life is hard. It's like, some months, some years, life is really hard, but it will always get better. Like, there's always something better coming. Like, I feel like there's always something to look forward to, always something for you to be better for yourself and just evolve as a person. So there's never really a choice to give up. Like,
Jaquana, that was awesome. Jaquana, you got next. Go.
Okay. My mom used to always tell me, and my sister when we were younger, that God gives his strongest warriors. I think it's like God gives his battles to the strongest warriors. And it just, like, made me feel like it's okay not to be okay, but you still have to push through no matter what. Like, it's going to rain, but sun is going to come, there's going to be a rainbow and a pot of gold at the end of it. So, like, you have to push, because if you don't like something, then you're able to fix it. And, you know, like, okay, I don't like this, so I'm going to make this better so I don't have to feel like this ever again. And that's how I feel about it.
I have to say, I do like that. I mean, a lot of things that you just shared with me, I resonate. Resonates with me. Sean, you have the last say. I'll let you know when you can go on. You have the last say. Go. Stop.
All right. So when it comes to that question, I know I've been there. Heck, I'm still going through there. Not every day we're always going to be strong, you know? We're always going to have these big challenges that go through our way, and even when those challenges are over, it still leaves a trace that sometimes won't get cleaned up quickly, if I'm making sense. You know, I mean, always push through, and I already know that it's still there, and I know that the problems that you're going to deal with, I mean, like at this moment, is still going to be there. It may not change now, and it may be hard to see it, but still, you just need to move. You just need to move on.
All right, Sean, thank you very much. I am the captain of my fate. I'm the master of my soul. See you next week. All right, so I...